Hey, welcome back. It's time for Board Talk, where we discuss all things related to nonprofit boards. And we don't just talk the talk. We try and walk the walk with the people who are working every day in every way to put best practices into practice. With our host, Nelma Maddox. Hey, Nelma.
Hey, Paul.
These people, these young kids, you're telling me they know how to walk the walk already? They barely look like they know how to walk at all. They're so young.
That's good. I'm going to try not to be insulted by that. The second episode, super excited to share with you guys. Our guests today are from Pretend City Children's Museum's Youth Leadership Board. So my aim for this show, as Paul knows, is to talk about the boards that are in Orange County and why people volunteer to be on them, and then their special meaning. So we plan to dig into their why, how you as listeners can help make a difference in the communities you serve. Today's guests are Chloe Wong, the Youth Leadership Board's president, and has been on the board for the last 4 years, Chloe.
Yeah.
Awesome. And then Isabella Grola. You'll probably hear me go back and forth between calling her Izzy and Isabella. She's new to the board, but not a new person to Pretend City. We'll talk a little bit about the over 60 volunteer hours that she's given. Just before we get started, I'm going to interject for myself the way Paul would. Pretend City was founded by Sandy Stone and Alex Erith, who were looking for a place for their young children to play in Orange County about over 20 years ago. Pretend City opened its doors 16 years ago. It's been Sandy's vision for over 20 years, and it is moving to the Great Park eventually. With a youth board in mind, she always wanted the Youth Leadership Board's goal was to help a young person develop the skills and experience to become an ideal board member in their adulthood. So, let's get started.
Can I ask one question before you jump in?
Go for it.
What do they do? Do they just pretend? Or is it, what do you do at Pretend City?
Oh. Who wants to take that one? Izzy or Chloe?
I'll go for it. At Pretend City, we have a miniature city for little kids to experience as they go on the museum. We have a Trader Joe's, a post office, a gas station, and basically everything that you would find in our own city. And it's really cool for the children to get to experience a hint at adult life. I know I went when I was a kid, and I really liked it. And I know a lot of kids in our community also enjoy going there as well.
Do they have a radio station?
Oh,
they should. They should. We'll pretend radio station. All right.
Yeah.
And so they go to go in what, role play or play with, see what it's like to be in these roles?
Or Izzy, you take that one.
Yeah, so basically the kids are going there as to experience what they would do in adulthood. So like in the Trader Joe's, they like take shopping carts and they like to buy their own like food, and then they check it out in the cash register, and then they like bring it home even though they're not technically supposed to. And so basically all this stuff is just to have them experience like what they would experience in adulthood, and then if they like go to all the different places and they do the different tasks, they can actually get like a little stamp card where they can earn like fake money. Mm-hmm. So it feels like they're working and they're earning money.
And last question, how old are these kids?
Generally,
all ages,
like,
or pretty little, or
0 to 7?
Oldest?
Like 2 to 8.
2 to 7. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay, cool. All right. Now I got a picture. I can picture what it looks like here.
Yeah. That's awesome. Come and check it out.
I don't know why I've heard of it. I don't know why I've ever
been. Well, you have grandkids, Paul. There's no
grandkids. That's the place
to bring them in.
That's the perfect age for them.
Yeah. I brought my cousins like a month ago.
Oh, that's so great. Did they have fun?
They had fun. They were like, one of my cousins is 9, so you're like, oh, maybe she won't enjoy it, but she like really loved it.
Oh,
that's
awesome.
They were loving dressing up as sharks and going on the stage and with the fake mic.
I'm telling you, everybody.
They were performers.
No, what does that have to do with real life, dressing up as a shark?
Theater performers.
Oh, theater performers. Yeah. Okay, all right. Okay.
Yeah. Well, and if we had a radio station in there.
I think that's a next,
Doesn't they have a mic? It's like...
Yeah, could be.
A little mini OC Talk radio with headphones. Be adorable. All right, so we're going to get to know you guys a little bit. And Chloe, can you describe the expectations and duties that are associated with being on the, we're going to call it YLB now?
Yeah, definitely. So the Youth Leadership Board, a little bit about us is we're a team of teen youth leaders that all collaborate together in a board to help carry out Pretend City's mission of supporting healthy childhood development in diverse backgrounds. And in the board, we have bi-monthly meetings where we always brainstorm what we can do to contribute to our community, whether it be through events on the museum or collaborations with exterior organizations as well. in there, we have also skill workshops where we get to teach ourselves and present to the rest of the board professional skills, which is something I found really useful, learning about like resumes, college applications, and just applicable skills like that. And we also learn to become really organized, how to use effective communication through Gmail and through text. And we just devote a lot of time to helping ourselves develop as leaders while also helping to improve our community in any way that we can.
As far as the skill sets go and the workshops that you've done, anything resonate besides like the resume building and the anything really stick with you that you're going to take into beyond high school and college?
Yeah, I think college applications, or that is for college, but also like interviews. This is technically an interview, but also like formal interviews as well for jobs. I think also just being the presenter of it myself, I got to learn about every single topic that I presented really well, and I learned how to confidently present to a bunch of people, even if they were my own peers. It's still like nice practice to get that.
I love that. That's amazing. That's really great. We're going to shift to you, Isabella. How did you hear about Pretend City, and what about your interests and hobbies makes you a good fit for the YLB?
So I heard about Pretend City, I believe it was my sophomore year. It was like the end of my sophomore year.
Okay.
I guess it was more of the middle. My friend volunteered here, and she goes to my school, and she was like, I was looking for like more of a long-term volunteer opportunity. Uh-huh. And she was like, oh, I volunteered at this place called Pretend City. And I was like, oh, like I used to go there because I actually went there as a kid. I like remembered it, and I was like, oh, I'll apply. And it was like the application process was online, and it was pretty easy. And I was like, it seemed pretty interesting. I applied and had the orientation with Kevin, and who's our volunteer coordinator. Uh-huh. And that's how I got involved in it. And like, I was just working as a volunteer. And then like specifically for the leadership board, I knew about it last year when I was like going into my junior year, but I honestly was like, oh, I don't know if I should apply. I was like, I wasn't super confident in it. And so I was like, maybe I'll just wait until like next year, because I feel like I can deliver more of a good application. And I probably should have applied anyway, but I was like, this year I definitely felt more ready to do it. And so
that's awesome.
I did. And then for my interests and hobbies, I honestly think like anyone can be part of the YLB, doesn't really matter. Specifically for me, I'm interested in like pre-law. And so I think like that definitely was one of the things that drove me. I like doing like community projects, and like I really wanted to find like an outlet to do that. I think being just like at school, it's not always easy to have the way to impact your community like outside of yourself as like just a student. And I was like trying to find ways to do that. And I like to do like, I do online tutoring and I do things like that. And I was like, I honestly think like I should take like just what I do individually into a more like group setting, where I think it's more easier to accomplish like some of these goals like as a group. And so that's why I did this.
That's really good. Now, the some of the skill sets that you'll probably take away, even though you don't mean to, can probably help me word that better.
Don't mean to.
They just happen as you're developing as a leader. Youth leadership will help you hone the skills of speaking, right? Chloe just talked a little bit about an interview, standing up in front of a group of people.
Being on a radio station.
Yeah, exactly. Like this is very brave, by the way. I was also going to share, which I forgot to share at the beginning, my connection to the Youth Leadership Board is that my daughter, Kaylin, who's now 22, was vice president of youth leadership back in 2021. She went to a local high school as well, but she was very shy, so she didn't say a whole ton. She was a silent leader, we would call it. She certainly was loud around her brother and would bash him around. But what's interesting is the skill set that she was able to develop at youth leadership in terms of getting a project together, being told no, presenting to the actual board. So our actual board, I don't know if you guys know this, it has 26 members on it. There are people from all walks of life. We have a couple attorneys, we have KPMG, we have Capital Group. Hope I'm not giving too much away, but it's a very diverse group of people, very similar to the group that Kevin Hong has developed for you all. And I would just encourage you to continue to glean from one another, because you all have skill sets that you're bringing.
So can I ask the old guy grandpa question here? Why do you guys do it? Does it just look good on the college resume? And I know that's important. Or is it something that you really get a kick out of and you do whether anybody know you did it or not?
You're both going to answer. Chloe, you first.
Okay.
Is it just for recognition, or is it just for self-development, or is it something else you get? I asked her son this last week, and I kind of went because mom made me, but in the end, I was like, I really like going. I'd go even if she didn't make me.
Yeah. Obviously, part of why I do this is for my own self-development and for my resume, of course, but that's not the only reason. When I initially joined, that kind of was the reason, but as I've continued going to these meetings, meeting with these amazing peers that I have, like, they've become my friends, and I've learned a lot from them, as well as learning from the experiences that I've had with the board, like learning how to plan events and how to reach out to almost strangers. In the past, we actually had to walk around the Irvine Spectrum asking the shops for donations.
Oh my goodness.
Which really...
With your hand out and a hat or something? Please.
No, with our pretend city polo shirts. But
that's
yeah,
good.
That was... Like, I was really nerve-wracking at first, but I think it played a great difference in my own self-confidence. And I think out of this experience, I've just become a much stronger leader and person, and I've gotten to give back to my community, which is really heartwarming and fulfilling, and it makes me want to continue doing this even in the future when I graduate from the board. And I think it's really played a difference in who I am today, so that's why I keep doing this.
Love it. Izzy.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think for me, it's, while it definitely is, like, there is an aspect that helps you with, like, your resume and things, obviously, like, you would not put this down on there. I think I do it definitely for the platform it gives me to give back to the community, because the way I see it, there's definitely other ways, like, I could get, like, a sort of leadership, like, through my school, maybe, where I'm, like, a vice president of a club that maybe doesn't do what we do and do the same, like, events that we do, and it's more just a title.
Yeah.
And there's definitely other ways to get that, like, leadership title, like, for college applications and for your resume. But I think what makes, like, this board a little bit different is it's not just that. Like, we are actually doing things that are going to give back to the community, and, like, we're doing things that, like, this, or, like, things that aren't just, like, a title where you only really meet during, like, school hours. And so that's what makes the difference between just being, like, a resume builder for me. And obviously I haven't been on it for very long because I'm a new member this year, but even just starting a month ago, like, I've already gotten, like, a taste of what we do, like, with this, and, like, just with Kevin's already let us know about other future opportunities, like, with volunteering, like, being a Pretend City ambassador, like, at different events. And so I think that's, like, more unique of what I get out of this that I wouldn't get out of other leadership positions.
I think you're both doing an amazing job. Don't sell yourself short, because this is one of those things where you hop upon it, and then you could have done something at school, which would have been very typical, be a captain of a team or something mainstream. But I will tell you, this type of experience, I believe, really my daughter apart, and she got to go to Berkeley. She's taking a little bit of a hiatus, and she's going to hopefully be a doctor, just like you. So we're going to continue to watch your leadership path and growth. It's going to be so much fun to see what you guys do later on in your community.
I got to ask the other question asked last week. So you're on this board. And is it a pretend board at Pretend City, or do you really do stuff? And do they listen? You got a board member here, right? You're on the board, Noah?
I am.
Do you listen to these kids, or do you go, well, that was cute, now let me tell you what we're going to have you do? Do you actually take the input and listen to them like you would a board, or is it just...
That's a tricky one. We need to implement this, and Kevin Hong's in the room, so we can implement this. I'm going to put this on his shoulders, where we do have maybe a couple visitors from YLB come and join the actual board meetings. We don't currently have that. The other board that I'm on does do that. That's why you're coming to it with this parallel thought, is
right.
Because they do invite the youth members to the board and get to observe the adults doing their thing. Something we can implement. Great idea.
Because I didn't know there were youth boards for anything.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't think anybody would really listen to them. They'd do your stuff, and then that was cute, but here's what we want you to do.
It's a good point, but I will tell you that we see them at our events. They play a big role in our events. They have events of their own. As you can hear, they play a background role in getting us some really great auction items and and getting their parents to come, hopefully.
Oh, and being brand ambassadors. That's
exactly right. Yeah. We need that, right? They're out there with their pretend city volunteer shirts on, but it's more than that, I think.
And what I heard that shocked me the last time was, I heard it again today, Chloe said it, is I came in for one reason, self-growth, it looks good in the resume, and then I really like this, and I made friends, and I'm going to do this. I see myself doing this for the rest of my life. Do you both feel that way? Is this volunteerism, this board participation in your blood now? Is this something you see yourself doing later on in life?
Not necessarily being in a board, but I think carrying out the action that this board does in giving back to the community, improving our community and knitting it together, I think that really aligns with my own self-values, and I'll definitely want to keep carrying this out in the future, whether it be through a board or not. I think it would be a good experience to be on a board continuing in the future, but even if I don't have that, then I'll still want to do it for sure.
I like that.
Izzy?
Yeah, similar to you, where I might not be in a place like with my career or where I'm going to school where I have the opportunity to be on a board, but I think if it is something that I can do, that it would definitely be something that I want to do, because the skills that I learn from here and the things that we can do on here is very important to me in my future. No matter exactly what I'm doing, I want to continue giving that same back to the community no matter where I am.
I hope not to repeat myself, so I'm just going to veer off a little bit. I hope that's not too scary for you all. Are you doing any special projects?
Yeah, so as we just kicked off our 2025 to 2026 year, so we actually haven't started implementing a project yet, but we're definitely planning on holding special events and projects within the community. And last year, we actually wanted to put together mental health baskets and donate to underserved children in underprivileged communities, which is something that we didn't have time for, but I can really see us continuing to pursue this project this year along with other things. At our last meeting, we all talked about what cause that we're most passionate about, and we had all sorts of answers like environment, mental health, homelessness, and I think putting all these separate passions together will be able to create a project that will really represent all of us as a whole to make as great of a difference that we can on the community this year. Additionally, we're also starting to use our social media more, which I think we'll be able to have more outreach into the community. Even if they're not coming to our events, people can still see that, and we'll definitely be advocating for different topics on that and making use of it. So, yeah.
Using social media for good, you mean?
Yes.
Not just
yes.
Goofiness? Yeah, all right.
Izzy, what are your passion projects? Anything stand out to you beyond what Chloe mentioned?
Yeah, so since I haven't been on the board in previous years, I definitely don't have the same experience with what we're going to do, but I'm definitely looking forward and excited to seeing what we're going to do. On the first meeting when we did talk about what we would do if we were able to have the money to give to a cause, and seeing everyone's unique answers definitely made me excited for what we're going to do. No matter what, if it's the mental health baskets like Chloe said, or just anything else, maybe giving some sort of project with the environment or some sort of project to help shelters, anything like that, especially since I think sometimes with youth boards, with Pretend City, it may seem we're only focusing on the cause of Pretend City, which is to help early childhood education. Mm-hmm. And that is true. We are definitely a main focus of that. It's very cool that we have the ability to branch off and do other sort of projects that align with maybe something that all the members of the board are personally invested in and want to see go through.
Yeah. What's really cool is the founder's vision at one point in time was to have you guys see how a city actually works. Look at water. Look at what needs to be set up electricity-wise. So as we're moving into the Great Park, when you think about that big, giant project, think about all the amount of people that have to be involved. And that's what's so cool about it. I don't know if you knew this, but Pretend City started in a van at one point in time. It used to be mobile, and it would go to schools, and they were just showing jobs. There was a person who was dressed up as a fireman. There was somebody who was driving the van, and there was somebody. It was just these jobs that showed that every job in a city made it work, And I think it accomplishes that in so many ways. And as an adult, I plan on enjoying it as a grandmother. Not too soon, but that's how I'm going back. Okay, so we're going to shift a little bit of gear. Chloe, who inspires you in your leadership journey? Getting personal, I know. So,
I think I definitely have a lot of inspiration in my leadership journey, but someone who stands out the most is my older sister, Allison. She's always been a bit more domineering and a little bossy.
She's the older sister, yeah. Of course.
Now we're getting to the meat.
But I think, like, her having that confidence and determination definitely shaped who I am, and it made me want to become like that, even though I didn't really want to be mean like her as she was to me.
We're sending this clip to her right away.
You want to be a better version of her. Okay.
I love it. Yeah, it's great.
But when she was a freshman in high school, I was like only in middle school or even elementary school, and she initiated projects within our community. Like, she created hygienic baskets to donate to homeless shelters and homeless people at food banks, and she also donated like feminine hygiene products, and she took me with her when she was like passing them out, and I was really surprised to see such a disparity between them and us, who I'd say are much more like privileged, and we get access to these products. And it made me start thinking outside of the box how I can change that. And I also had the opportunity to teach coding classes at a homeless shelter in Santa Ana, Thomas House Shelter. And
what kind of classes? I'm sorry.
Coding classes.
Coding?
Yeah.
You mean like you're going to teach homeless people how to do
coding.
Yeah.
Computer codes. Okay.
The kids there, they hadn't been exposed to it, so I was really excited to show them something they weren't used to, that a lot of kids around where I live, I know they look at it at a very young age. And it made me motivated to keep trying to bring more equal opportunities to those underserved communities. And that's really played a part in my leadership journey, because it's motivated me to want to keep helping them and keep helping like communities even outside of my own. And I think it all started from like my sister taking me. So she's definitely been an inspiration, as well as all those kids and homeless people that I've seen throughout
my years. Can you tell me one story? Can you remember any story? You're going to a homeless shelter and you're going to show kids how to code? And they may not have even used a computer or have a computer, touch a computer or whatever.
Yeah, so it was definitely hard. Like, some of them, they were like 10 years old and they hadn't even, like, they didn't really know how to use a computer.
Yeah.
So it was like...
And you assume everybody.
Yeah, it was a shock to me. Yeah, right. But I think when I was actually showing them that they could make games, like, through coding, it really excited them, and it made me happy to see them enjoying it so much. And it was like they got introduced to a new world, hopefully something they might want to pursue in the future or take more time looking at it. And it was just really fulfilling for me to see that those kids finally got that chance to even look at a computer.
World.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. Izzy will give you a chance. Let's talk about who inspires you every day.
Like,
leadership-wise, yeah.
Don't say your mean older sister.
That was already taken.
Oh, that was taken.
I think generally for leadership, it's not one specific person. It's just like everyone around me that I've had experiences with. Definitely like a lot of my teachers at my school, the ones I'm close with, I've definitely had a lot of advice for leading, just even personally, maybe not on a board, but just like even in class and things like that. And just honestly, just everyone around me, like people at Pretend City, like the staff, they're really nice and cool and definitely helped me like when I was worried about applying and like seeing if I could be like confident enough and spoken enough to join the board. They're really welcoming and they've been really nice, and they definitely made me be like, oh, maybe it's not so scary to try this and to join this. And like just people around me and like my volunteering and my school and things like that are people that inspired me.
That's really good. How are we doing on time, Paul?
Let's say another 5 minutes.
Okay, cool. With that, I was going to also share that one of the visions that we had for the board at Pretend City, it was 26 of us, was to partner up with one of the youth leadership board members, and that was to be an inspiration in any way. So if you go through, comb through, go to the website, pretendcity.org, and then comb through the board members, if you're able to see something that lines up, so if you see an attorney, and if that's a journey you want to go to, especially if it's a female attorney, that might be something that might inspire you. The other thing that Kevin might be inspired to do is bring a couple folks in to talk a little bit about their career pathways. That's been something that is inspirational for someone who's thinking about college, and if you're anything like my son, originally he didn't know what he wanted to do at all, and that's okay. It's so normal for 17, 18 to not know what they want to do, but to have just a little bit of guiding, what might be helpful is even just eliminating things too. If you shadow somebody and you're like, wow, I thought I wanted to do that, but boy, I do not want to do that anymore. So with that, any parting thoughts for your audience today? For anybody that's listening, is there something that you want to share about Pretend City?
Particularly like kids in your high school. What would you say? What do they say when you tell them what you're doing? Do they go, what? Or do they go, oh, that's cool. How do I do it? Or both. I don't know. What would you say to them?
They definitely...
We threw her for a loop on that one.
Should I think about it a little bit?
Yeah. I actually haven't told a lot of people from my high school. I don't think they know what I do, which is something that I definitely want to tell them about. I think they would think that it's cool, depending on the group I'm telling. But yeah.
So why haven't you told? Can I probe? I got to ask one question. Is it embarrassing, or you don't think they're interested, or it's none of their business, or I don't know?
It's not embarrassing to me. It's something I'm really proud of, actually. But I guess I really haven't had the opportunity to. But I definitely would say to them, if I told them, when I tell them about what I do, that they should join, and even if they can't join this board directly, they should still not be afraid of putting their voice out there and giving back to the community and joining a board or creating one, because you get so many valuable experiences getting to collaborate with such different peers that you can learn from and getting to meet such amazing people. And I think I would definitely recommend them to join one.
Izzy, you keep everybody in the dark too? Nobody know what you're doing?
Since I just joined, it's definitely been I'm telling people as I go kind of thing. Even coming today, I called out of work and my friends were like, oh, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, I'm going on a talk show. And they were like, what? And they were like, what talk show? You're on a talk show? And I was with my youth leadership board. And they're like, what youth leadership board? And I was like, oh, I just joined. Awesome. Definitely, it's been today, even today, at school was my first day. And everyone was like, what are you doing after school? You're going to Yogurtland. I was like, I'm going on a talk show. And they were like, what?
Yeah, opening a yogurt can of worms.
Yeah, they were like, whoa. They were like, oh. And they're like, what talk show? And I was like, I'll send you the link. Yeah.
Final question to Paul, though. So what's your perspective, having Pretend City in here, thinking about all the nonprofits that have crossed your studio? What are your thoughts?
Oh, we could do a whole show on this, because I'm amazed. I have a tendency to be an old grumpy guy and to say the youth of today, not just my daughter, but her children now, they don't have the same drive and passion. I grew up in the 60s. We were going to change the world and everything here. And the image of younger generations, whatever you guys are you Z now or something? I've lost track of the Z, okay. Is slackers, hackers, whatever. They're not out there trying to change the world. It's about me. I'm sorry I ever thought that, because you bring in people so far every time who are all about, I want to change the community. I want to impact people's lives. I have core values. I didn't have any core values when I was 16. I didn't want to change anybody's life. I just wanted to maybe get into college and go to a party on the weekend here. There was no grand vision in my mind here. So I'm very impressed by all that. I'm very impressed at the work nonprofits do, and I'm super impressed that they actually think to involve young people, especially because I wouldn't think they would.
Yeah. I'm going to take the opportunity to close. I'm just going to say, if you want to know a little bit about how to get in contact with the show, contact OC Talk Radio, Paul Roberts, or if you want to learn a bit about Pretend City's volunteer program, contact Kevin Kong. And then I'm going to say thank you for listening to Board Talk. We hope you're able to take away a little bit of an action point for you, whether you, your teen, or your parent, or parent is looking for a place to volunteer, give your time or treasure, please keep listening to our monthly episodes and stay purpose, stay action-oriented, walk your talk.
Love it. There you have it, folks. One more reason to tune in. Maybe you're like me. Maybe you don't know what's going on out there. You have no idea what boards really do and how they do it and who they do it for. And particularly, do it with young people in mind. I think it's a powerful conversation. I look forward to hearing more each and every month right here on Board Talk, here in Orange County's only community radio station, OC Talk Radio, streaming live from our studios here at the University of California, Irvine's Beale Applied Innovation Center.